Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
Breaking news.
And
dishes.
All over my stadiums. National Fenty League.
Oh, my God. Can we believe this is happening?
No, in fact,
I
when
actually can't.
Yeah, when the TMZ report broke, I said, wow, they're really fishing for clicks today, sweetie. Because, like, in the order of impossible pop stars doing it, she would be way down the tier of, like, okay, so you live in a fantasy world.
Yeah, I never would have ever.
You believe in fantasies.
Oh, fantasy.
Fantasy. Everybody has one. Like Britney, I would say, before Rihanna, as far as like active, I don't know. It was so far-fetched to me that I couldn't even believe it. So yeah, the first TMZ report came out, in talks with Ri. Sure, fine. Everybody's talking. Talk that talk all you want. She's not going to do it. And then when she posted that fucking football.
I thought it was fake.
I never said that about sports. I love sports.
I would never say that.
Sports is my best friend.
I did not believe it. Because here's the thing. You guys know, if you've been following the pod, I fall for everything.
Yes.
So I believe nothing anymore.
Right.
The duck's moyification of the internet is pissing me off.
Right.
But this was real.
This was real. Yes. Ri doing the Super Bowl halftime show, 2023, Glendale, Arizona, I believe. February 2023.
Wow. Hope we make it.
Hope we make it. I don't even know where to begin with this.
What was that?
Well, I do know where to begin, actually. Sephora. But
we'll be funding the production.
We'll be funding the production. Yeah, Apple Music X Sephora.
One powder
presents
at a time.
A drumline of 1,000 shades of Fenty Beauty foundation.
Enters. You joke about it now.
Oh.
And then in February, when they all come out clacking on eyeshadow palettes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. There's going to be some integration.
Yeah. It's like when Imogen Heap would make her music and she would slap the CD cases together. Like.
We're
we
going to.
We found love in a hopeless place.
Stadium.
Just a makeup palette.
Oh, speaking of, I mean, I was.
Shit, what did I just do? Did I break the soundboard?
Did you just break the soundboard?
Fuck. No, I didn't. Okay, it's
okay.
Good. Death. Okay, we're good. We're good.
Speaking of We Found Love, now I did some tweets, but among the tweets I called out that like year where she just performed We Found Love at every venue possible, including X Factor. That X Factor performance is exactly how I want this to end.
We were all so happy that day.
We were. I actually got emotional watching. I didn't cry, but I got emotional watching that because I remembered dancing at Sugarland in Brooklyn to We Found Love. Like, that part of our lives was truly the last day we were happy.
Yeah. That song could get me off the couch in 2 seconds.
I mean.
I'm like, oh, I'm tired. I put on We Found Love. Yeah. Tits, they just like perk up.
Instant.
Out the door. Going
ready
out.
Go. The Ritz. Ready for the Ritz.
Yep.
Yeah. So I would love a Euphoric. Now, I mean, we're going to get into our dream set list on the patreon.com/legendsonly.
Only.
But
after the show.
Yes, where we talk about things after the show. But we are going to get into our dream set list. However, yes, there was some speculation about what she'd end with. Some say Diamonds, because that's her big modern ? Ballad. I saw there was on Spotify, there was a playlist that said Rihanna Oldies.
Oh.
I wanted to die.
No.
It's just like SOS.
Too real.
Yes. Oldies. But it's true. It comes from many years ago.
Yeah. Oh
my God. I'm super excited. I can't believe it's happening. This means we have to hold her accountable for her music career. I can't wait for her to be forced into that contractually obligated press conference where they all do it. They show up and they dress sporty and the reporters are like, so what's your show going to be like?
I don't know, though. She could just not do anything.
I don't know. I feel like you do that when you do the gig.
I also want to know what the backstory is, because she was very critical, rightfully so, of the NFL.
Yeah, I wonder if this isn't the full story yet, and we're going to hear like things that the NFL has done or things that Rihanna is pledging to do with this gig, you know, ways that this is going to, you know, help some sort of a charitable foundation maybe, or something that NFL is pledging to do, not, you know, that we believe anything. But yeah, it's interesting. She was adamant about it as recently as 2019 for the 2020 Super Bowl. She had said that she was turning it down.
To the National Fenty League.
National Fenty League. Changed it on the Twitter handle.
Again, we joke about it. It could be true.
They did.
Wait.
No, they actually did. On the Instagram bio.
She bought it?
No, but it says National Fenty League now on the Instagram bio.
Oh my God, it probably is.
It's just some 22-year-old.
She probably bought them.
Intern.
What if she bought the NFL?
Well, I mean, Jay-Z basically did or something. It's like Roc Nation.
She is a billionaire.
Yeah. She might have bought. Yeah, maybe she bought the NFL.
That's the thing. It's every joke we make now. It's not a joke anymore.
No. No, I'm not laughing.
Like, I am.
No, it's true. I'm excited for the inevitable palette that will come out of this.
Oh, it's going to be shaped like the stage.
Yeah, or a football.
Free idea.
She could put it in a football. Now, Fenty Beauty already mocked the picture that Rihanna posted with replacing it with like a foundation shade in her hand instead of the football. Because people were putting in a beauty blender. They were putting in different products she sells.
Someone did a chicken sandwich.
Okay, that's good.
Who was that?
I'm not sure.
I forget.
Oh, it was a brand?
Yeah, a brand.
Oh, see, they're all going to do it. The brands?
What would ours
wild.
Be?
Oh, what we would be holding up would just be a Dunkin' Culotta.
An Addison Rae vinyl?
Where? Yet. I'm still pretty shook by the news, actually. It's just not something I ever saw coming.
No, I was convinced that we were never getting new music ever again.
No, because she doesn't have to.
No.
So this sort of implies something. Maybe the album, maybe a greatest hits, which
they're
I was
all
thinking
hits.
Of it. Yes.
Her entire discography is greatest hits. So where are you going to start?
It's just going to be called Bops. It's just going to be her entire Spotify page. I obviously, when I like looked back on the discography yesterday and I was thinking about it, like, yeah, she doesn't have an actual compilation, I don't think. Really?
No.
Long overdue. Of course, we've got rumblings of the album. She's been in studios for years to do what? We don't know. I don't want that man.
Record voiceovers, maybe.
I don't want any men, preferably, but I don't want her man. I don't want any man.
No.
Jay. Nope. No. Now, TMZ's original report also did say she wouldn't be the only one, and that there would be another female pop star. I believe they said female pop star. Or no, maybe they just said another entertainer.
Well, that always happens.
Yeah.
Every year there's always
it's never going to be just one.
Pop up.
Yeah. Yeah, either they're explicitly announced or there's a surprise or both. So
We'll have to wait and see.
I mean, everyone was shaking when Madonna brought out LMFAO, so.
I still can't believe that happened, although it was iconic.
It was a slay of a performance.
Yeah, it fit the time.
It did fit the time. Mm-hmm. We would live to party rock in 2022.
I was party rocking.
Yeah.
I was an LMFAO stan.
Oh, we're back in it. Recession and LMFAO. We're ready for party rocking part two.
Yep.
Stocks tanked, but.
Did they? Our resident straight from Gramercy.
Finance. Yeah. Murray Hillbro here to report. Yeah. It's a, we're downtrending, so it's time to go out and party.
That guy you sent me on YouTube, I don't understand any of it. I tried. I really did.
Okay.
I did try, though.
Okay. That's all that matters. I mean, preferably, like, getting your finances in order matters, too, but.
I have, like, a Roth IRA something.
Okay. That's already, you're good. That's great.
ISPCA or whatever. SPCA, I don't fucking know.
I was going to say, isn't that the dog organization?
Sure. I don't know. But I do have one from Vanguard, not sponsored.
Oh, the Vanguard
just
Award?
Just sits there. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. That's good. I'm glad. Speaking of managing money, our billionaires doing just fine. Preparing for the take the stage.
The Right Honorable Rihanna Fenty.
The Right Honorable Robin Rihanna Fenty taking to the stage. Also the memes, obviously. We have to talk about the other memes. They were plentiful. I mean, I, among many people, were posting Rihanna taking to the stage. Hello? I'm going to show you how to do my makeup.
There's so many.
I love that the general public has all agreed that she's just going to do a makeup tutorial. That's so funny to me. That's how she's branded herself now. That's what she gets.
There has to be some sort of reference to it somewhere. Oh, yeah.
There should be. I hope so.
Like how Katie still references Left Shark in subtle ways.
Yeah.
There has to be some kind of... She'll do it on the stage. There'll be something.
I feel it's very possible.
A lip.
You can start out, have the camera backstage with her applying the lip before she gets on stage.
Oh, very Chromatica ball.
Very
keeping the fans waiting. Tease. No, I'm kidding. While I'm sitting dying of Cornova on my couch.
Our dual Cornova sleigh. It could be that. There will be an integration for sure. And I do actually, the closest thing that I think will happen, it would be very natural to have a Savage X Fenty fashion show / dancers while she's performing. Like, I don't think it could be like a proper fashion show, but I do think Savage X Fenty would make sense. Certainly she'll be showing off her own fashion, I think, during.
Definitely.
So there will be brands. Avon Lady taking to the stage.
There will be brands. Not sponsored on this podcast.
I wish.
Although, if you would like to, hey.
Yeah, any Fenty offset of any kind. Skin, beauty.
I'll wear a powder.
Baby.
Facelift.
I could still wear anything. Baby, I'm sure. I'll fit into most of it.
I need maternity. Sorry, I have to stop doing that. What's it called? Self-deprecation. Whatever, it's funny. I don't care. Anyway, we will be discussing more about Rihanna.
Yes.
In the after show where we're just going to ramble and go on about.
Unlike this show.
Yes.
Where we have it real tight.
Yes. It's very strict rules here.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we will dive into that over on patreon.com/legendsonly. Mixed it up.
Switch it up.
And shout out to all of our supporters over there for supporting the pod now for almost 3 years, right?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Where's the time gone?
We just renewed, so our podcast will live for another year.
Renewed. Subscription renewed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks to everybody for helping to make it happen.
Something else that the audience helped make happen over on TikTok, the new Bebe Rexha song has a video. And a very special milestone.
Sure does.
I'm Good Blue has officially gone number one in the UK.
She's always wanted a number one in the UK. She posted a very sweet, sentimental, emotional video about it.
She did.
You know, it was number one when the Queen passed, and it's now officially number one.
It will stay there for a little bit, I think.
It better stay there. I heard a song is challenging it, but have my thoughts on that song.
Oh.
Well, well.
We'll get there.
We'll get there. You know, I'm happy for everyone involved in that song.
I like that she posted another update TikTok stitch with the Twitch streamer.
Yes.
That kicked this all off.
Yeah. Oh, that was a full circle. Yes. Our BB Rexa has landed her number one, and she also really
her first.
Her first. In the UK, anyway.
And not the last.
Yes. Because she has had a number one for 50 fucking weeks.
Yes. She definitely let us know about that.
She let us know. It is scrubbed from the internet, but we still know.
It is.
It is so scrubbed
from the internet. This song was number one for 50 fucking weeks. You're going to sing the fucking words if you know the fucking song.
Not anymore. Not scrubbed from this internet.
Her at the like Royal Palace extravaganza next year. to Camilla Queen Consort.
I hope so.
I hope so too.
Wait, we've never talked about this video, have we?
No, because it just came out.
No, like the I can talk about that.
Oh, the 50 fucking weeks?
BB Rexa going off at the Spotify party.
Yeah, we didn't. I don't think we ever formally have.
No, I think I would like to have her on the pod and discuss this.
Yeah.
As
her
part
side
of,
the story.
Because it seemed like she was at a private event and no one was singing, "If it meant to be, it'll be." So everyone's just partying, and so she stops and just cusses them all out and then makes them restart it.
Pretty legendary, if you
ask
me.
And that's what this sound is from. So that's the context behind the sound bite for everyone. If you did not know, because it is literally scrubbed from the internet.
Yeah, the video went vanished.
But it is on my iPhone.
That's all that matters.
The FBI's like taking notes.
It's BB and Queendom at the computers.
It's going to be so bad.
Oh, God. Yeah, so along with the 50 fucking weeks video, there's also a new video
Slay.
Out for Blue. I'm good.
Slay!
Which is really more of a live video, I'd say. Mm-hmm. It was a half. It's a hybrid. You know, there's a concept, and that is that she's performing at a festival with David Guetta.
Yeah.
And the concept of the first half of the video is, oh, look, David Guetta has abs.
Which, what the fuck? When?
I
thought it was CGI.
Do you think it's implants? Okay. Oh. Implants? I mean, boys do it. That is a thing. You can get abs.
Like
implants.
Silicone pods?
I don't know exactly how it works, but I'm pretty sure you can. Or you can get it like, I don't know.
That's weird.
I know.
Ow. That would hurt.
Yeah.
It's like having an ice cube tray lodged in your stone. Get the scissors. No.
Yeah. Basically, it was about partying, and there were girls in giant... There were fire twirlers and champagne ladies in the giant champagne...
Straits,
really. Jumping in a pool.
I love how she's like in the car, like flipping her hair.
Oh, she looks cute there. Queen. Also, queen on the ship. She was giving, for anyone who knows the reference, Danny Minogue's perfection in that moment. Very much so. And then she did her iconic BB ass as Jaws.
Ass out.
Ass out.
In the pool.
In the pool. Shark fin coming out of the water, but it's her ass.
Yep.
It was sort of like a predator of some kind.
It was kind of giving Rihanna... Where have you been in the beginning, right? A little like where she's like,
yes,
lurking.
Yes. My favorite edit, I believe, is from user Willful Chaos on Twitter, is that picture of BB, and underneath is Ariana and Nikki drowning underwater, her holding them down. It's so fucking funny.
I got a bed.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
But it's so Slay.
It is Slay. She's in her blue PVC sort of outfit.
Her Legends Only blue cat suit,
Legends
as
only
I
blue
like to
suit.
Delusionally tell myself.
Our unofficial mascot, yes. Doing the promo for all of us.
I love when the camera zooms and then it flips and it dunks in the pool. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the editor for that subtle detail.
Yeah, do you think that was a drone?
I think it was all CGI.
Oh.
That part, at least, I think they built a fake crowd. I don't know, though.
Oh, I think he performs there, like, monthly or something. I looked
some
up
of
the
it
festival.
Looks CGI, but I can't really tell.
Yeah. Who could tell?
Also, Housewives fans, if you saw it, that video of Ramona Singer when she went on that vacation and she was like, we're going to see David Guetta, Calvin Harris. Did you see that video?
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
That is the club, but wherever this video is that Guetta and BB are performing at that has the pool.
Yeah.
Was the pool that Ramona was videoed at where she was like going like this.
Oh.
David Guetta, Calvin Harris.
Well, that's,
you know, the universe.
Iconic people in iconic places.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, so all in all, worth the wait. Hope it keeps the song charting.
A slay.
A slay, if I've ever seen one. I believe it's creeping up the charts in the U.S. as well, where we're starting to acquire some taste here anyway.
Finally.
Finally.
Also, stream my Vocal Chop remix on my new backup burner account, SoundCloud, so I don't get deleted.
That's right. New T. Kyle remix is out.
Yeah, I'm good. Blue T. Kyle Vocal Chop mix. Really just lets you know what it is.
It's just helping her streams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a little dreamier, a little darker, less of like the heavy piano sounds, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
It slays.
It does.
If I do say so myself.
You're on a roll right now.
Mm-hmm. I can finally confidently say that.
Yeah, I feel like you are entering your professional remix era very soon.
It's getting there.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
You will be enlisted.
A lot of practice this summer.
There's also a video out by Dominican sensation Tokisha and up-and-coming starlet Madonna hung up with Tokisha, which I'm still upset about this title, I do have to say.
It really should have just been hungover.
I wish it was hungover.
That's so smart.
However, okay, so the video is here and it's giving chaos. Basically, the concept is Washington Heights at 2 a.m, making out in front of religious imagery, a lot of dry verse humping each other. There's a lot of tonguing of in every orifice possible.
The concept for the video circus is basically about, you know, a circus.
It's basically about being hung up on Tokisha. There's a lot of lip locking, heavy petting, thrusting and yeah, terrorizing convenience stores.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of terror. She's having a fun time.
She is. She always has.
She always is. It's very bitch on Madonna. It's very early 90s chaos of sex book to me. Like, I feel like she's really in her, she's doing something for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into it. I'm into whatever this era is, as scary as she looks with the bleached eyebrows and the long orange hair. It's a vibe.
Yeah.
It's a new look. It's a new old referencing look for her. The grill, I suppose, will be there forever. I've given up. So shout out to...
She's the queen of pop. She can do whatever the fuck she wants.
She absolutely can, and she absolutely does.
That's the thing. It's like...
You're just going to get it shoved into your face anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hung yeah. up.
I do love the song, actually. I'm happy with it. So, yeah, everyone's just going to have to deal with it, basically.
It's no I'm Good Blue, but it'll
do. We're waiting for that mashup, that tag team of her and BB, and I do think that's a possibility.
Ooh.
I do. BB could write something for her.
She is a writer.
She is a writer girl.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, oh, that's what I'm thinking of. Remember, BB's name came up in the Madonna biopic auditions.
It was, she was one of them.
Yes, that's what I, yes. Oh, wait a minute. Now I'm realizing this. No. This is why it's all coming together for me, because there was something MDNA that was popping out. I am pretty sure that BB sang the demo for Some Girls. Do you know that one?
Of course, MDNA bop.
Yeah.
That's where we disagree.
BB Rexha Some Girls demo for Madonna.
Oh my God, maybe they'll bring that back, re-release.
Maybe.
With David Guetta.
Oh yes, this is, yes. This is all.
What? Oh my God.
Let me tell you something about BB Rexha. She's been around.
bop. Bop, 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 bop.
Working with all our faves all the time. She also had the demo for All Hands on Deck. She wrote,
co-wrote that.
It was much filthier.
Wow.
It was like one in the front, two in the back, just like that.
Oh, I don't like that.
Sounds like Folsom, where everybody else is right now.
Oh.
Yeah. Get your harnesses out.
I saw that
out.
The Fog account tweeted to everyone to wear their SPFs. Do you know the Fog account?
No.
The San Francisco Fog.
No, but I love
There's
it.
A Twitter account called like Carl the Fog.
Oh, Fog vibes.
Yes, they tweeted about how you should wear your SPF because it takes weeks for a sunburn from a harness to fade.
Ooh,
and I thought
point.
That was funny.
That is really funny.
Don't know from personal experience, but...
No. Don't have a harness.
No.
That's all right.
I do have sunburn, though.
You do?
Yeah,
you
from
do.
Being outside on Saturday.
You yeah. do.
Anywho.
Anywho. Well, I think it's probably time to go from the queen of pop... Oh! I was going to make a queen of pop reference. No!
No! She died, Aviva!
Not this! Briefly, we're going to take a UK minute and go across the pond where there's a period of mourning and also the premiere of Drag Race UK season 4. This is such a good lead-in. Shout out to, first of all, Black Pepper is definitely going to win this season. That's the first thing, first and foremost. Second thing, first episode was a Spice Girls tribute.
Mm.
The photo shoot was recreating the taxis at the Olympics performance.
Oh,
they all got to go on the taxis.
God. Like the real ones?
I don't think it was a real one.
Who has those, by the way?
They're sitting in Victoria's backyard.
If I was a billionaire, I would buy all of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
First order of business.
Yep. Like in GTA, how you get like a, you know, like a garage and you like put them all in there. Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Add it to the list. So yeah, there was a Spice Girls premiere, and also there was a contestant who was a Jerry, basically, tribute or impersonator.
Oh.
And she was making Stan references. Like, she kept using her full name, Geraldine Estelle Horner Hallowell. It was very, like, of my interest. She said, scream if you want to go faster, mi chico Latino. Like, she was dropping
the
references.
Get well soon, Jerry.
Yes. She was making the references, and because it's been a week, I can say it. It was all too perfect. She was the first one out.
Oh.
Get well soon, Jerry, indeed.
Really fitting.
Literally. A bit iconic, if you ask me. So, love to see it. It was a bit Derek Barry vibes of like, but what else is she going to do?
Oh.
So. Oh, Lord. Well, speaking of the Spices and staying in the UK, every year is the 25th anniversary of something Spice Girls.
I am so confused by this. We need to have this discussion.
What is
going on?
I just feel like it's a, what's it called?
A time loop?
The effect where.
Mandela?
Yes, yes. Where.
I just made that up.
I truly believe that this has happened every year. There is a 25th anniversary of Spice or Spice World.
Yes.
You cannot convince me otherwise.
Since 2019.
2008, I would say. Mm-hmm. Yes. So the latest one is now Spice World 25, allegedly. Are you ready? The clues are out there. We started with an emoji clue. And yeah, we were just talking about it this morning on the group thread. The exact emojis that they're teasing are ladder, peace sign, girl going, hey.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they did give this away, and I do think the track listing might have even leaked already of the repackaged, remixed, remastered Spice World that's coming. But that is a teaser for their song Step to Me, which was, in my opinion, a lesser Pepsi anthem.
Mm-hmm.
It appeared in the Japanese edition of the album, and they also performed it live on tour. They more memorably performed it 3 weeks before Jerry left the group. That's the song that did it. She heard that and
she
said,
stepped out.
Get well soon. It's
Watch
never...
your step, sweetie. Don't let the door hit you on the way out, gals.
It's never been my favorite, but I do think it's great that it's hitting streaming and with everything else.
All the bonus tracks.
All the bonus. They are scraping. They are any piece of footage or discarded tape on the floor.
I think about that moment almost daily, by the way.
Which one?
Sometimes you have to go home and scrape it off.
Delta.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When things don't go your way.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just have to go home and scrape it off.
It's so true.
I think about it like all the time.
And it's good advice. Sometimes. Mm-hmm. What am I going to do if I yell at them about the mayonnaise?
Yeah.
All over my repackaged release. I'm excited, I guess. It's always nice for more spice. They're certainly milking it. Oh, a rhyme. Wow. Writer girl.
Top Chef Legends Only Edition.
Not Top Chef. We're like Great British Baking Show. Speaking of our UK minute, I have not
started yet.
Oh, my Lord. Well, it's two episodes in so far.
Okay.
You have got to get into Sandro, or you'll want him to get into you.
Oh, my God. It's so pornographic.
Just saying. Just saying.
All over the sandwich.
Isn't it bread week?
Oh.
Because everyone's making...
Oh.
Get it?
No. Well, it wasn't then because it was biscuit week.
But bread week is next.
Yeah.
So everyone's like,
oh. Oh, they're ready for him.
Did you say bread?
Yeah.
Ew,
also,
so
I think
gross.
Almost all or all of the guys are gay this year, which is like a fun little delight.
Finally.
Exactly.
Natural selection.
My God, yes. The best of the bakers. So shout out to Great British Bake Off for everyone who's watching.
I'm going to look it up.
I'll have to give you the password.
Yeah.
So you can watch it. Oh, it just popped up. Here's the Spice Girls alleged track listing includes Step to Me, Outer Space Girls, Walk of Life, the demo of Step to Me, and Too Much Live, Stop Live, Move Over Live, Spice Up Your Life Live.
And from Istanbul?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. It's like their best, probably.
Toronto, Madrid, Istanbul.
Oh, that concert is so good.
And then some remixes, Spice Up Your Life, Stop Too Much, Viva Forever, the Latino Ambient Mix. Oh.
Oh.
Spice Girls Party Mix. The Completionist.
Spice Girls T. Kyle Vocal Chop Mix. When?
Yeah, I mean.
Give it to me.
For the next 25th anniversary.
Oh.
You've got
next
this.
Year.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I think it must just be because they celebrate Wannabe. And they celebrate Spice and Spice World, and they do it in the UK dates, and then they do it in the US dates.
Mm-hmm.
So it does feel like, I think they do celebrate the 25th of like both territories or something.
When is the 25th of Headlines?
Well, that was 2007, I want to say.
Doing math live.
It will
so
take
2027
a few years.
Is 20 plus 32. 2032, right?
Oh, we're going to be underwater by then.
2032. Oh. What's next on the notes? Just like my whole world just was like, ooh.
Oh. Well.
Oh.
We're escaping the UK.
We are. But we are not escaping Chromatica Ball yet.
Are we not?
So if you follow us over on twitter.com at legendsonly_pod, I will retweet this thread.
Oh, yeah.
If you are looking for a moment to relive the Chromatica Ball and all of the memes and moments, there's a really good thread that's going around.
Yes. Thank you to Monster Reactions for recapping Chromatica Ball being the most chaotic place on earth, a thread, including hits like bringing the slice of bread that turned into toast, the gays singing Rain on Me and the clap of thunder from God. Somebody filming with a Nintendo 3DS.
That was something.
That was something.
Mine still works.
Oh,
my DS.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You could have brought... Well, no, you couldn't have.
Exclusive episode. Should we check in on my Nintendog, see how he's doing?
Yes, we should. Oh, my God. Do Nintendogs really pass away?
What?
Do Nintendogs pass away?
No, I literally think I could plug it in right now.
Oh,
he's still there. He's
that's
bored. My Animal Crossing people are still there.
Pissed at you.
Yeah, I like logged in and like the one little fish was like, Bernice. Oh my God, I haven't seen you in forever.
Bernice is like, where are your bells?
Yeah. Oh, poor thing.
Well.
Anyway.
Lots of live entertainment this week. I saw Marina open for Panic
at
Madison Square Garden. Very cool to see Marina at Madison Square Garden. She did great. Panic was great. I mean, yes, my ex-boyfriend, Brendan, saw him again after our Yummy Nummies cooking tutorial. If you want to check that out, Pop Crush YouTube, several years ago, we did filming video together. He was very, very funny and sweet. So it was cool to see him in pop star mode.
And are those still online, all of your cooking videos?
Oh, yeah. The one with Aubrey O'Day and Brendan.
Great Legends Only Bake Off.
Truly. Oh, my God. Literally. Yes.
I mean.
I did Legends Only Bake Off.
What's the channel that has... Oh, Food Network. Food Network. Hello.
Hello. That's a concept.
No, it would actually be so fun. I would love to do a haunted show like Fear.
Like...
Do you remember that show? No, I'm not eating a bug.
Oh.
The one that used to be on MTV.
You should eat lantern flies.
I killed a lot the other day.
I'm getting there.
Greta Thunberg shaking.
Definitely.
Saving the planet one kick at a time. No, but the show that used to be on MTV called like Fear or something.
Okay, this is sounding familiar again.
And they would put you in the haunted place with a GoPro.
Oh, yes.
And they'd send you out.
Oh, my God.
I feel like... us on a haunted show would be so funny.
I actually would do that as the diehard skeptic. I would love to do that. Also, speaking of, everyone check out Ghost Hunters with Girls Aloud. Watch that video of Cheryl. Tap the fucking table. Oh, my God. Yeah. So, if you're here. it makes me laugh every time. Spooky season.
It really would be so funny. I think conceptually.
I love that.
Because you're a skeptic.
Skeptic.
And I'm also skeptical.
Right.
But I also believe, so I wouldn't want anyone fucking with me. So I think my reactions would be really funny.
I've said it before. My only fear in those places is if there's a human there. Because yes, if there's a human in the shadows, that's scary. But I don't believe there's a ghost there. That's my thing.
You say that now.
Say that now.
Say it now.
This song is 50 fucking weeks. You're going to sing.
I have no ghosts in here.
No, not in here. You've saged.
I've saged and she's protected.
I've got plenty of ghosts in my place, I'm sure.
They're just in my head.
And skeletons in my closet.
Skinny legends. Oh, God. A problematic joke. Sorry. Oh, well, canceled.
Canceled midway through.
Oh, no.
Not again. Well... you know, we also had, speaking of, so I did the MSG, and then over at Central Park, there was Global Citizen Festival.
Mm-hmm.
I did not go this time, but there were...
I would have
if
they allowed mobile tickets. Now, I have a little rant.
They didn't allow mobile tickets?
What is the point of doing an event that's about saving the globe, and then you only let people with printed tickets in?
What?
I thought it was I'm like, there's no way.
That's
why
insane.
Why would you send me the ticket on Ticketmaster mobile app with a mobile ticket and then be like, oh, nope, psych. Doesn't make any sense, does it?
Global Citizen Festival sponsored by Taylor Swift.
Oh, no. No.
Get a good lawyer.
Burning the midnight oil.
Oh, no. But yeah, so you could only get in with a printed ticket, so I couldn't go.
The carbon emission triangle.
Yeah. I mean, I could have just gotten Staples, but like...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay. Wow. I didn't know that at all. Well, I saw a lot of big names at the event, including, of course, our glittering Chanteuse.
Yes.
Truly glittering in this outfit, actually.
Slay.
Mariah Carey. Carey like Mariah. I believe I had saw somebody say it was her first televised live in 3 years. I was trying to do the math and think about it.
It's been a while.
Definitely has. Live. She was nervous.
Mm-hmm.
She was nervous and, but still
I was having a moment.
She was having a moment, darling. But still a slay.
Such a slay.
I loved the outfit. I loved the
butterfly. It was November, so I was giving an autumn in New York moment.
And she is going viral for a little... moment.
She is going viral.
A taken out of context.
Taken out of context, moment. Which I don't love. It like really especially because what she said leading up to it, I believe mm-hmm. was leading up to it, was like actually very meaningful, but she yep. was fumbling a lot with the words because she didn't want to give herself too much credit.
Mm-hmm.
She was talking about how
like Humble Legend was coming yes. in. There was also someone in her earpiece
yeah.
that you could tell she was singing in response yeah. to. There was a lot going on. She was nervous.
It was very much out of context because she was talking about how Hero became sort of an unofficial anthem post 9/11.
Mm-hmm, which it did.
Yes. But she was having a difficult time sort of saying that because she didn't want to be like, say those words. Because right. it is a little awkward to be like, I wrote an anthem. Like, it was unintentional, yes. obviously. So she
didn't release it for that intention. Right. It just sort of happened.
She was trying to say that and say what the song meant to people and to comforted people without taking like credit like that. And then later on, she was like, well, you don't want to hear about 9/11.
Because mm-hmm.
she was trying to like get off the story. But everyone, the crowd yeah, was
I don't know what was crickets. Going on. I think she was talking to someone in the earpiece.
Yeah.
Because she was like, no. Well, if you don't want to hear about 9/11. Mm-hmm. And the whole crowd, oh. It just like, there's a conversation we missed.
There was a few beats we missed yeah. along the way. However, yeah, I felt like if it was a true out of nowhere comment, it would be, I guess, more humorous.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever. Get that. Get the memes.
9/11.
9/11. Get the soundbite.
Yeah. Gen Z, get your little clip in. Yeah,
get your little clips and your TikToks.
Yeah, you weren't even born when Hero came out.
Weren't even born. Oh, actually true.
Oh, honestly jealous. I think said that like I'm trying to be like, yeah. And they're like, oh.
But actually, because, well, that's, I mean, 2001, so 11, 21, like, yeah. 21 years old.
Well.
We go star in Bodies, Bodies, Bodies.
Whatever, she slayed. She sounded great.
She did sound great.
That new vocal mix of We Belong Together.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Release it. I love her. I could listen to her talk for hours.
Yes, that's the thing. We love the in between song banter and the interviews lately.
Mm-hmm.
Promoting
the Twitter space.
Oh, the Twitter space. We've got the grunge album incoming, which Questlove said on Twitter. I was a bit shook that it was like his favorite MC album.
What?
Yeah. It was something like very hyperbolic. I was like, okay. And he wouldn't just say things.
No.
So I feel like very, oh, okay. So that possibly is coming sooner rather than later. We've got she's
wow.
claimed there's like a themed album or something.
Something live.
So at first I was like, oh, maybe it's dance, but then I'm thinking maybe jazz or standards. Because she's always sort of teased that thing for a while.
I think so.
Yeah.
The way she was talking about it in the space sounded like she got a bunch of musicians mm-hmm. in a room mm-hmm. and they just started playing live
yeah.
and creating.
Love that. Things. Well, it'll be amazing, whatever it is.
She is a writer.
She is a writer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No.
Well,
you know what? I need her. I need Mariah Carey as a guest on Very Delta.
Oh my God. They would just get
that
on
is
so well.
Content.
It's such content. Anyway, I think we
all
should go.
All I want for Christmas is you.
Oh.
Look at that.
Oh, I want for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
That's art. That's talent.
It's high art.
Some of us have
it. It's delusion.
Some of us don't. From the runway of Global Citizen Festival to Milan Fashion Week.
Oh, my God. Probably more September. Spring, summer.
Spring, summer. I think it's time for a little segment we like to call
High Fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
I mean, mine is Bebe Rexha, but we already talked about that. But like, and Mariah, Global Citizen.
Yes. The Global Citizen look was such a serve. And to be mm-hmm. honest.
And the Jonas Brothers were slaying. They announced that they're making another album. Did you see that?
Oh, I didn't see that. They were in the works.
Well, they're just sitting at a piano.
Oh.
So I don't know. But like, yeah.
Oh.
JB6 incoming.
I love that.
They're always giving fashion for me.
Yes.
Joe. The suits, the jackets. Always a good jacket. Fashion.
Fashion. Shout out to the Mariah designer. My new follow, even though I should have been following them for years for work, check the tag on Instagram.
Ooh.
It's all the outfits every day, and then it shows the actual either runway or the illustration and it tells you who it is, it will actually help this segment a lot.
Oh my God, wait. I love fashion illustrations.
Yeah, it's called Check the Tag. Oh, she's a fashion girl.
She is. Well, she went to Fashion Institute. There's no fashion there.
There's no fashion.
So true, though. I literally could not.
But yes, Rani Zakem, probably pronouncing wrong, couture and Chopard necklace. So she was showing off one of her new butterfly designs with the look.
Ooh.
At the 2022 Global Citizen Festival. Yes, Check the Tag is super helpful and handy for all of your faves to see what they're wearing.
This drawing is stunning.
Yes.
I love fashion illustrations.
Same.
Shout out to Holly Nichols on TikTok.
Yes.
I love her art.
Oh, she's the one who draws all the girls. Mm-hmm. Yes, I love her. Yes.
And she's cool. She's kind of like Stan Twittery on Twitter.
Oh, I didn't know. She's funny. She's got another side to her.
Yeah.
Well, to no surprise, and I do sort of think this is just going to be a weekly feature. It might just be the Fox, well, Fox News was taken.
Julia Fox and Friends. Julia Fox and F words.
Okay.
Ooh,
okay, I can get behind it. Yes. It's been a week of fashion for Julia, as per usual.
Should we invite her over?
I would love to, and honestly,
I would be embarrassed.
Yeah, I would be embarrassed, but she's just
actually,
down.
I don't know, though.
She seemingly makes it seem like she's really chill and cool, and everyone has met her said the same.
Because she's like so elite and like, well, not like elite, but you know what I mean, like cool.
Right. She's a cool girl.
And she would come over here and be like, okay.
Yeah. Right. She would do TikToks right in your home.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I have cool lights.
She'd love your lights.
Yeah, we just get like a Corona and just like sit.
She did a shoot for High Snobiety. That is sort of Britney Toxic-esque with the red hair, very futuristic. She also did a Diesel show look that was very cool. Honestly, just follow her Instagram already. And she also, at this High Snobiety show, did a karaoke moment afterward. And I'm just saying.
Find the note. Find the note.
I'm teasing.
I'm just saying we are one step closer to the foxification of the pop music industry. And when that happens, honey, there are some girls, their
who
careers
are not like me.
Are over. Yes. She's giving you Gaga looks. All we need is the music.
Send me a stem of
literally
something.
Just talk.
I'm getting so much better at it.
To be honest, you could pull from any of her TikToks.
I've
put
tried.
It over a beat. You could do one of her famous interviews too. Like you could do the Museless one could be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Museless featuring T. Kyle.
I have one that uses, I did it myself, but it doesn't really work.
Okay. We'll get there.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
She said that she's going to start doing advice on TikTok.
Oh, yes.
So maybe one of those.
And she's also just done, she went through different scenarios to act through. People were pitching her different concepts and she started acting through all of them, replying to them. Very entertaining. It's like, just found out your older sister is actually your mother. Go. And she does it.
Mm-hmm.
It's very entertaining. She's an actor. She acts. Another big fashion moment, which actually truly threw me for a loop, and I did not realize this is the closest they've gotten, in my opinion, to looking like the original.
Yes, it's very scary.
The Lil Nas X Madame Tussauds wax figure was unveiled.
Cloned.
To the point where like I was like, is he trolling? Because
I thought the same thing too.
That's what he does. So instead he did troll his friends and family by doing FaceTimes with them with his wax figure. And everyone was shook by it. Yes, it is definitely. We've seen some unfortunate Madame Tussauds.
Yes, we have.
Arianka was not giving Arianka.
No, she was not. The Beyonce.
Ariana's Venti. The Beyonce. Sweetie, I am so sorry.
No, whose is pretty good, though, from the past?
Mm-hmm.
The RuPaul one.
Yeah.
The Ru, 90s Ru.
Yeah.
That one's good.
Yeah. Agreed.
The blinking Gaga one. That one.
No.
She's blinking. Like, <"Whoa!" laughs>
No, not that.
Yeah.
The Spice Girls were rough. I remember meeting them in New York.
I met the Britney one in Vegas.
Okay, yeah. Was it?
She was breathing.
Oh.
Yeah, it was like the Vegas one where she's arched back.
Oh, the arched back.
Iconic.
Slave one?
Mm-hmm. Mm,
that's a good one. But she breathes?
Yeah, the stomach goes up and down.
I don't know if that's necessary.
Mm.
Jesus.
With the scarves.
Oh, iconic. Well, that's cool. Yeah. All right, well.
Well, now they have the 3D scanning technology. Mm. So you can literally get it exact.
That's true. That's true.
That's why those video games now, like Hayden Panettiere when she was in Until Dawn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of Lil Nas X.
She's been cloned.
Oh, yeah. Original doll. We have some social media to discuss in another segment we like to call
TikTok Talk. Now, before we let Lil Nas X off the hook.
That's right.
Did you see who one of his contacts was that he called?
I sure did.
Hi, sisters.
Hey, sisters. James Charles on the line, everyone.
Yeah.
Was going to call James Charles.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bit of a gag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at least Lil Nas X is over the age of 21.
Get a good lawyer.
Oh,
do I have to cut that out?
Over my litigation.
It's fine.
It's fine.
I'm joking.
We love to laugh. And we love League of Legends because Lil Nas X has a new song
and
out.
And you did it at my birthday dinner.
Anyway,
Starwalkin, he's been making memes about the video game public's reception to the song, which has been pretty funny. I don't know, maybe it needs to grow on y'all. That tweet always makes me laugh. I mean, I like it.
It's good.
It's good.
Yeah.
He's going to perform it with holograms and like a virtual Akali next to him, like something.
I know. I want there to be like the Queens of Pop from League in it.
Yeah.
Like Sona's just in the back. DJ Sona.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. And then Seraphine's there.
Mm-hmm.
And Senna.
Senna.
I'm like, yeah.
God.
Seraphine has so many funny voice lines in the game.
Does she?
You'll be like playing, you'll like ult someone. She'll be like sour candy. No one gets it. It's fine. Whatever.
It's fine.
Some people get it.
Some people get it.
There are like four people out there listening
right.
who get our League talk.
Yeah, our crossover League virtual idol talk.
Yeah. Which, by the way, one of our friends that plays League with us.
Yeah.
I'll show you the picture later, but he got a Madison Beer t-shirt, like the one that looks like your Addison Rae one.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my God, is this a new trend?
So honored to influence.
Yeah, I don't know if others. It was inspired, but like it reminded me of it. And I was like, oh, now I want a Heidi Montag one, a Brooke Hogan one.
It's
a concept.
I guess there's room for everyone on our iPods.
About us.
Well,
in other TikTok news, Hillegend Duff.
Something we were tagged in a fury. Legendary Duff is back at it with a remake of a viral meme to a lesser degree. This is not as viral. This is a little bit more niche LGBT history.
This is very niche.
Which I am surprised that she acknowledged, to be honest. Do you know this commercial, everyone? We've talked about it.
I think so.
Yes.
I've memed it before.
Yes.
On the internet.
Hillary did a PSA before being gay was cool. She many say she threw the first brick at the clothing store. She did a PSA in which she takes down a bully who calls a shirt gay.
Do you like this top? So gay.
Really?
Yeah, it's totally gay.
You know, you really shouldn't say that.
Say what?
Well, say that something's gay when you mean it's bad. It's insulting. What if every time something was bad, everybody said, oh, that's so girl wearing a skirt as a top.
Oh, you are.
Those are cute jeans, though. When you say that's so gay, do you realize what you say? Knock it off.
Do you realize what you say?
Literally cleared her in the middle of a wet seal.
Cleared.
You know, you really shouldn't say that. Say what? Well, say something's gay when it's bad. It's insulting. So good.
So good. In any case, she lipped it with Scott from Pentatonix and recreated it in much the same way as she recreated the With Love dance. She's recreating, remixing, remastering. I would have liked a little extra production value, I won't lie. I wouldn't have minded that.
It's fine, though.
It's fine. Yeah. It's still legendary, obviously. She's acknowledged it. She continues to fight for queer rights, tireless LGBTQ advocate. This is just the latest in her fight.
And not making music.
And not making music.
What if every time something was bad, everyone said, oh, that's so Bradley wearing a tank top as a top. Those are cute shorts, though.
Now, that's something I actually have to do. Also,
I love the Page Six article that's talking about this, where they quoted a commenter that said, I literally stopped saying that because of this commercial. Hillary, this commercial meant so much to me.
It was. It did come at a time when gay was truly that insult.
People still do that.
Oh, they still do it. Not least of all us.
They're like, oh, it's so gay. And I'm like, so you mean iconic? Funnier than you? What is it that we mean here?
Well, I mean,
better taste.
Well,
actually, I take that back.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. So thank you, Hillary, for your service. Knock it off. Another tireless LGBTQ advocate is also running amok on Twitter, TikTok.
Yes.
My Stephanie Jeromato.
Well, she's done with the chromatic balls, so she got nothing better to do than comment on Jeffree Star's posts.
Yeah. You're going to cancel us? You better cancel her, too. So I heard that everyone's thinking that I'm talking about makeup by Shayla. Bitch, I wish the motherfucking hoe would. I feel like I need to insert that audio.
I feel like context. It is more niche because, like,
it's so niche.
It's one of his many rants, but it didn't achieve the popularity of the Tati James Charles.
No.
This was one of his earlier makeup rants.
This was deleted very quickly.
It was, yes, yes.
But I did see it happen live.
Live?
Oh, I watched the whole thing.
Iconic.
I keep getting all these tweets that people are thinking Makeup by Shayla is talking about me on her new snaps. Bitch, I wish the motherfucking hoe would.
That's just one of Jeffree's. But, you know, he's a different person now. He's moved. He's gotten a yak farm. He now kills those yaks for meat.
You know, the thing that we that happens on this podcast is we joke about things and then they happen.
Right.
This is an example of that.
This is. We joked that when he did move to the yak farm that he would then kill the yaks. And he is indeed now killing the yaks for meat. In fact, after making the yak burgers, which were such a hit, he's now graduated to Jeffree's Yak Burger, available at a local Fire Rock Steakhouse in Casper, Wyoming, where
not
they carry
sponsored.
Not sponsored, to clarify, the Star Yak Burger.
Although I'll take a French fry.
I'm so sorry to that yak. I would try the Yak Burger. Absolutely. Good source of protein. It probably knows how to do a mean eyeliner.
Right.
Oh, this Yak Burger has a winged tip.
I can't. The DMs of people sending this to me. And it's
so many.
But the best part is the thumbnail is just Jeffree holding the plate and it says Bon Appetit.
Ugh, it's so fucking funny.
It's wild.
It is wild. She's certainly doing things differently as well. He started doing TikTok like as his makeup reviews again. And I've noticed Gen Z is like, for the 5 millionth time, changing their tune about him. And they're like, oh, wait, he was the only honest reviewer. I miss him. Now he's got eyebrows. And now he's got facial hair because he's doing electrolysis, but he had it grow out while on the yak farm. The hair, like, mask for Star. But, yeah, he's doing those reviews on TikTok now. New era, I think.
Welcome back to my channel.
Welcome back to the channel.
He did a review of our Stephanie's.
Oh, that's right.
House Labs.
Yep. Positive review.
He approved the powder, blurring powder.
And so she.
$38.
Commented.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored. Yeah, the blurring powder. Mm-hmm. She said, I'm happy you're happy.
It's like so passive aggressive, too.
That really is.
I'm just really happy that you're happy.
I wish the motherfucking hoe would.
Know what test I want to see to really test that lipstick out? What? Send Lady Gaga over to that friggin' firehouse, whatever it's called.
Oh my God.
Steak. Give her a yak burger.
Give Gaga a yak burger.
See if the lip comes off on the burger bun.
That is such a smart idea.
That is a video.
That's a concept.
Mm-hmm. He's going to do that next. Watch in his next makeup review.
Yeah.
He's going to bite into a yak burger.
No transfer. Say, no hair.
No transfer. We're joking. It's going to happen.
No metallic objects. No hair. No transfer.
No.
Oh, Jacqueline's name made headlines this week for a different reason.
Why? New single?
Had to do with Michaela.
Oh.
Oh, we're getting into that in the after show as well.
We are going to get into that in the after show as
Unexpectedly well. Caught strays in this whole thing. Not she was not criticized. It was Michaela coming from Jacqueline in her comments from years ago. Anyway, we'll get into it.
We will. The Muas.
The Muas.
They're out of control.
They are. I think it's really just a rehashing of Muapocalypse.
Yeah. What a time.
Such a time.
I still watch all of them.
It was a cultural reset, and it actually was. It was like we had reached the peak, the pinnacle.
I was perched.
Fever pitch of like MUA drama on YouTube, and it all imploded. It's never been like that since.
No. The way that I sat there watching those microscope videos of people going in and
on Jacqueline
Hill's lipsticks, finding little hairs. Oh, is that a bubble?
Is that a hair? Is that a bubble? I could cut my lips on. I could die. Someone could get hurt, Jacqueline.
Oh, please.
Yeah, they survived.
Read the ingredients on a bag of Doritos and then complain to me about what you're putting on your body. Like, please, okay?
Doritos by day, Doritos by night.
Oh,
who's
no,
that
Christina's
chick?
New. Wait, this man.
Oh, the Rihanna campaign, Doritos. Remember that? You got the two different flavors of that chick video.
Oh my God, that's right.
Yes, it was really Rihanna's campaign. And she'll do it at the Super Bowl. Anyway, speaking of, I don't even know what we're speaking of, to be honest.
Me neither.
Katy Perry.
Oh.
Smile.
I have a little shout out from someone who's going viral.
Oh, no. Who?
On TikTok right now.
Oh.
So this is the user at Brittany for Prez.
Uh-huh.
Brittany for Prez posted a TikTok of Rihanna announcing her surprise guest at the Super Bowl, and then he goes away, and then it's the Lisa Rinna Eminem.
Oh,
so that one is going around, so we need to shout that one out.
Incredible.
But also he hit 50k.
oh,
did somebody say just eat ding dong? You know that one from the takeout food commercial?
No.
Did somebody say just eat?
Well, when you see it on TikTok, you will not ever see the end of it.
Fuck, okay.
Because people took it and they did just skip, and they were talking about songs.
Yeah.
And then there's another one that's like all the different delivery places. It's like menu hop or whatever. She like recorded very Jessica Simpson recording everyone's name for a public affair.
Love.
Vibes. But anyway, he went and posted this thing celebrating that he got 50K followers.
Amazing.
It goes crazy viral. So then it goes to 60K, 70K, 80K, 90K. So he just kept making it over and over again.
Oh my God.
So now the song is everywhere.
Incredible.
He's probably going to have like 200K by the time this actually posts.
That's amazing.
But yeah, he's very funny. Extremely funny.
With the Lisa Eminem?
All of his TikToks are funny.
Oh my God.
And he looks like Mr. Beast.
Oh.
So he has it in his like bio. He says Mr. Beast impersonator, which I think is really funny. Yeah.
I love this. Mm-hmm. I love this entire development.
Yeah. But
thank you for the compliments.
He did DM me and say that he loves the pods.
Love that.
And I was like, oh my God, I feel cool.
That's amazing.
Someone cool on TikTok thinks I'm funny.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
The Lisa Rinna Eminem, by the way. I didn't put it together when we talked about it last week. I did not realize that Ives After Like was the official soundtrack of this meme. And I'm dead at that because it's a bop, first of all. But also the fact that just all these people are listening to this amazing K-pop bop set to Lisa Rinna's Eminem is just the layers of the internet.
She needs to be the Eminem for Halloween.
Oh my God.
If she doesn't do it, she's a flop.
I like, you think have many to do people it. Believe that she is. So that's kind of a thing.
I mean,
do we think it's reached her?
It has to have.
She might think it's offensive.
I don't think so. It's Lisa Rinna. She did diaper commercials. She doesn't give a shit. Well, literally.
It sounds like she does.
I don't know.
I mean, okay. All right. All right. We'll see what she does for Halloween.
Yeah.
It's very easy. I was an M&M once.
Oh.
I was a red M&M.
Oh, the short one.
Yes. Yeah. And what of it?
Yeah. Bring back the green M&M. Gosh. Woke chocolate.
Yep, there we go. The green chocolate.
That's like my favorite new joke, by the way. And I fucking need to stop saying M&M. It. Yeah. Because I get nervous that someone's going to overhear me and think that I'm being serious.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, whatever.
Wow.
Yeah, so the Lisa Rinna M&M song, that's what I said. And then someone was like, oh, didn't Brad like promote this on the podcast 3 weeks ago and you didn't listen to it?
Yeah. Yep. Oh,
and
that's
I was
right.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. That's how it goes. That's just the system. Mm-hmm. I am excited for you to discover everything in 3 weeks' time.
Yep.
But I'm also very proud of the community for attaching after like to the Lisa Rinna M&M. Smart marketing.
Yeah.
Who knew?
What's it going to be like after the Lisa Rinna M&M?
What's after like is the only thing I've been asking myself for weeks now.
The afters.
Oh. Not for me.
My God, me on Friday night.
Everyone was on one this past weekend.
I was.
Yeah, including you, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, everyone I was surrounded by was on another level.
I got home at 4:45.
Yeah, I got home late as well. Anyway.
Felt like I was 21 again.
Oh, we can dream.
I'm just happy to be here. Anywho.
Well, you should have gone to bed at midnight. And speaking of midnight.
Oh, I see what you did there. I try. I can't.
What?
I can't go to bed at midnight.
Well, you don't, as anyone who knows you can say, once you pop, you don't stop. When you're out, you go all the way out.
Exactly.
You do not cut a night early.
No.
Nope.
Why would you?
Exactly.
You don't know what tomorrow's going to bring.
Hell. You do.
Exactly. Yeah.
I know. That's one thing about you. One thing about me. Oh, we didn't even talk about that trend.
What one?
When you play Super Freaky Girl and you just tell a whole narrative over the instrumental of it.
Oh, uh-huh.
It's like annoying because I don't have the time to listen to your story and also the bad rapping that you do. It's midnight.
One thing about me is I went out till 4 and the DJ, he played When Love Takes Over by Kelly Rowland and I shook my tits. That is a true story on Friday.
I do believe it.
And I was a clown because I was singing it out loud, like really loud. Mm-hmm. And the DJ paused at one of the high notes.
Yes.
And all of a sudden you just hear me like echoing. And I just immediately felt like clown emoji.
Yeah, that she would have been proud. Well, actually,
I was like,
she would have been like,
yeah, yeah. And it just like echoed.
She would have had something to say about your Christmas sweater.
Ugh. DJs don't do that. Let me sing in peace, okay?
So sorry.
Look, anyway, midnights.
Midnight. We're on to, I don't know, day three. Oh, I don't even think we talked about it, or we did. She started the Midnight Mayhem with Taylor. It's sort of, how would you describe, like, David Lynchian sort of something's off vibes. Like, something's a little odd about these videos.
The editing.
Yeah, not in a way of, like, bad, as in, like, I'm sure her Swifties are, like, in a panic because something's, like...
They're trying to figure out something.
Is it the phone? Is it the color of the outfit? Just something is obviously afoot. But, yeah, she's been leaking track by track. One was called Vigilante Shit. The latest one was called Questions, question mark.
Hmm.
Question. Tell me what you think about me. Different. Different song. So, yeah, she's been doing that. And she shut down the initial TMZ report, which really wasn't a report. It was just reporting. That's when you know that it's a slow news day and you got to get some clicks. Just reporting the fan frenzy around the midnight announcement that the NFL was trading from the Pepsi sponsorship to Apple Music. Swifties. Who, God bless them, they are searching for everything right now, saw the midnight release of that press release and decided that meant midnight promo for Taylor.
So that was where it started.
That's where it started. And also because to go away from Pepsi meant that she was free to do it because she's still a Coca-Cola girl.
Right. She promoted Diet Coke.
Uh-huh.
Which we stan.
Right.
Yeah.
So
not sponsored here.
But she or representatives said that is not happening because she would like to re-record all of her 6 albums first, which actually makes sense. Because I feel like you're going to get like your most streams ever after you do the Super Bowl. It should be your Taylor's versions, probably. So get that coin. Well, until that comes.
Soon.
Get your songs out now. Because once that comes out, no one's going to shut up.
Where's clean Taylor's version? Style Taylor's version.
No. That won't happen before Midnights.
Oh, we think it's going to be Midnights, the 1989?
Yeah, she won't. Well, never say never about anything, but it's going to be this album first, and then maybe as a Christmas special, she'll drop a re-release. Who knows? Well, we'll see you when Midnights drops in a matter of weeks, if we ever get through this Hanukkah for Swifties of song titles. One for each night.
Must be exhausting being a Swiftie.
It must be. I can't imagine you get much sleep.
No.
No.
Well, one Swiftie got noticed on TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
Finally, the Taylor Swift impersonator that we talked about.
That's right.
A year ago.
Yeah.
Taylor commented on her post.
Yeah.
And it was like, my mom sent this to me and said, you look just like me.
Oh, my God. She does.
Mm-hmm. Ashley.
Get a good lawyer.
Get a good lawyer for your face.
Litigation. She'll send her something, I feel.
I mean, I think it'd go all the way up to a music video, to be honest. Like, they
could
use
her as a stunt double.
Stunt
double. Or not stunt double, like.
Or some sort of stunt of some sort.
Ooh.
Like, a, yeah.
Spotted.
Or live. Have her go out first on the runway and everyone's screaming for the fake one. And then the real Taylor comes up.
Just have her stand in Madame Tussauds 24/7.
Ooh, there's a concept, too. So she doesn't have to get out of buildings in a trunk anymore.
Oh, yeah. That was so real, wasn't it?
That was real.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would do it for fun.
Britney did that for Circus Tour.
She did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Harry, right?
Oh, did Harry do
to
it?
Get, because it's like the center of the ring.
Yeah.
Center of the.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Slay.
Well, Slay.
While Taylor is re-recording her old music, we do have some new music this week to discuss.
Do.
I have a song that is going around TikTok. Now, have you heard the song?
I have.
It is called Madeline by INJI. Ingy, Bop.
And she also has a song called Gaslight.
Gaslight. Gatekeep.
Really
Charli D'Amelio noticed.
Oh.
Like yesterday or something. So that's going to take off again.
Wow. Yeah, that was a fave from earlier in the year. And now, mm-hmm. Yeah, Madeline incoming. Ingy is doing it. Gonna have to do more research on and get the scoop. But yeah.
I think she only has 3 songs.
Yeah. Yeah. The Gaslight was the debut.
Mm-hmm. How cool. I also love that they showed the making of it. Like she posted this, I think a couple months ago,
mm-hmm.
She posted this
yeah.
of them making it.
Cool.
With the faux British accent.
Uh-huh.
All the girls.
You sounded just like Little Mix.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that'll be my vocal debut is I'll fake an accent.
You should.
Mm-hmm. Wanna shake your tits. So that one, and then also another recommendation I have is Bobby Marks. The song is called Fall.
Nice.
He
Once
also
again,
did,
not
no
Brooks Marks.
Not Brooks Marks.
Right.
I'm Bobby
have to
Marks.
Keep flagging that just in case people don't realize.
Bobby also did a mashup of Better Off Alone with Carly Rae Jepsen.
Right.
So good.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have a few little bops in here and there. M22. Who bop makers as well have a song called Heartstrings with Ella Henderson that I highly recommend.
Vocal queen.
Vocal queen.
I'm here for you.
Yes, you will love this song. Flo is back with a song called Not My Job, which has actually been in my head for several days now. It's fucking love Flo.
Michaela should do a TikTok
oh
using that.
Oh my God.
I'm joking.
Not My Job at 5:17 p.m.
No. We'll talk about that later.
We'll talk about it later.
I'm joking.
Get a good lawyer.
Oh, I think it's funny. But And then SG Lewis is back with a double A side. He's got a song called Vibe Like This with Ty Dolla $ign and Lucky Day. But the other one called Infatuation, which I believe is his vocal. It is his vocal.
Oh. Bop. Bop, 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 bop.
Delicious. We love it. Infatuated. And also shout out to Anna of the North for the song Nobody. That's some nice dreamy Norwegian dream pop synth pop. We can't go wrong there.
I like that artist name.
Anna of the North. Yeah.
Ooh. What about Anna to the West?
That's for you. You can take that one. So, Anna from Jersey.
Oh, no.
Anna of the Jersey.
Isn't that Halsey? No.
Yes.
Literally.
Ashley of the Jersey.
Ashley from Jersey. That's a slay of a name, too.
It is. Yeah. Some bops here and there.
Ashley, let's go.
And, oh, yeah, I saw this happen, too. So, coming soon. I don't even know if this is just like a Stan account or real, because I didn't look into it that well.
We're going to have to look this one up.
We literally are going to have to look this one
up. Fact checker, mm-hmm. Mew Mews, mm-hmm. always catching my fake Stan tweets that I enter into a doc.
Right. Well, 3LW has a...
Wait, it got deleted.
Oh.
Never... So it was fake.
Okay.
Someone, their account got suspended.
Another day, another fake.
All over my timeline.
Yep.
Okay, so I think this might have been debunked. Anyway,
yeah,
it looks like there was a fan-made 3LW comeback single happening.
I think it was an unreleased album of like old songs called Point of No Return.
I fell for it, I think.
She got duped. It's okay. It happens every week.
It really does.
The BS report coming back for this.
F-word news.
Speaking of BS.
Fake.
Miss Britney Spears and Elton John's Hold Me Closer video incoming. Now, what are the over-unders? What are the odds? What do we think of cameos?
I don't think either of them are in the video.
I don't think so either.
No.
I don't think so either.
It's just dancers.
I think dancers. However, I'm surprised it's even that because Dua's video was just animated. Mm-hmm. So I'm not that just animated, but I'm surprised because I thought they would just do animated again.
Yeah, Kill the Lights impact.
Kill the Lights, Break the Ice. But it does look like it's a colorful choreography moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not anticipating reference any cameos.
No, or promo.
Or promo, certainly any promo. But that's okay. It'll be a nice little visualizer. We'll have to wait and see. It'll be coming pretty much after we post this, which is par for the course when we find out it's actually a 19-minute audio-visual experience featuring all her.
Yep. They're also doing the fan vote for...
The single art.
Yeah.
Yes. They're doing a fun remix of the single art.
Did you vote?
Elton's website. I can't say. I don't have favorites.
Oh.
But yeah.
Maybe. I voted.
Well, may the best one win.
Yeah.
Start your engines. Now, there's also in a blend of high fashion editorial and new music. There's a new bop on the street.
There is. The girls with the passion for fashion. Okay, so this is brought to my attention this week mm-hmm. that the Bratz, Queens of Pop, are launching a new video game called Bratz, Flaunt Your Fashion.
Fashion.
So I did a little deep dive on their social media, and I found that there's multiple remixes of the girls with the passion for fashion throughout the years.
Uh-huh.
And this commercial is no exception.
Mm. Yeah, this one's for the boys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The boys with the passion for...
We're fashionable
the girls
boys.
With the passion for Bratz.
Yeah, it switches it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's real good. Yeah, this was just out of nowhere, though. This was just the Bratz empire expanding.
Yeah, I just randomly threw this in the doc.
Yeah, Flaunt Your Fashion announces trailer. So, if you're gamers, no doubt you'll be wanting to play this one. Play
I might
as Yasmin,
it.
Sasha, Chloe, or Jade. It looks good.
It's like that Barbie Dreamhouse game.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Become a true influencer.
Oh, my God.
You take selfies. You take
get out
pictures,
of work at 519.
Candids. You get out of work at 519.
So bad.
Oh, my God.
Maybe I'll download it.
Do it. T. Kyle plays Bratz Flaunt Your Fashion.
The Bratz Instagram is a good follow.
Definitely.
They're funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're bratty.
They
sing.
They do it all.
It reminds me of the Spice Girls video game.
It looks like it.
Yeah.
Classic. Well, we got some things on the horizon to discuss. Namely, well, the only thing actually that matters. And the only thing that we knew what was happening already, to be honest. But now there's
Did
like,
we though?
We knew.
No, we didn't.
It was implied.
Insider.
That's true. I was just paid off not to talk about it. But now we can. The Beyonce Renaissance Tour, the rumblings were strong that she would do it in 2023. Now there's more reports. I think Page Six reported that it is indeed happening in the summertime. And there are at least a few stadiums who like already nailed down dates.
I believe this.
Oh, yeah.
Because I saw, who was it? Oh, Fortet. Oh. Posted dates today for May of 2023. So I was like, okay.
It's around the
corner. It makes sense.
Yes. Save your coins, everyone. This will be one you don't want to miss, I'm sure.
I can't miss this one.
This is going to be a big party. And we'll have to see. Is it a concept? Is it all the discography? Or is she going to do like the whole album straight through? Is it only Renaissance stuff? We don't know. We don't know.
Know what I would like her to do?
Release the visuals.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
But do you know the band Anne Berlin?
Yes.
Okay, my pop punk teen era.
Yes.
So good. They came back this year. They did a tour. And in every city, they played three albums, one each night.
Oh.
And I thought that was really cool.
That
probably
is cool.
Not original. I'm not like crediting them with inventing that concept.
No, but it's cool.
But it was like you went to like Brooklyn cities or like Brooklyn, never take a friendship personal. Like it was a city and then there was albums dedicated to each night.
I love that.
What if it was like Renaissance part one, part two,
mm-hmm.
two nights at MSG,
mm-hmm.
14 nights at MSG.
I mean, I believe it.
I want her to do arenas, not stadiums.
I know, but the demand.
I know. But I want it to be like tighter.
Yes, I would love a residency run like Harry
and
did.
Disco balls.
Well, obviously.
You know what I mean?
Disco horses everywhere.
At a stadium, it's just so big. Like, it's iconic, but it's just...
I know.
Big.
I know, but the demand...
Yeah.
It's hard. We'll see. Maybe
Beyonce
she'll do 14
live
nights.
From the upstairs at the Ritz.
Oh, my God, yes.
365 nights.
I wish. God, well, we'll see. Save up, everybody, because this is going to be quite the expense, I'm sure.
Oh.
But worth it.
Netflix special.
Mm-hmm.
I need it all.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I need the visuals. I'm starting to get a little, like... I know there's always a plan, but I'm like, what is the plan at this point? Because it's getting a little late. We'll see. We'll see.
I never thought about that question.
Anyway.
Speaking of Renaissance.
Oh.
The Beyonce boat hit a little turbulence, allegedly.
I've heard a lot of stories about the Beyonce boats.
Really?
Yes. Two nights in a row, actually. There were two nights. Yeah, the first night was the rocky one.
Oh.
Yeah. Just people having a good time on that boat.
Ooh.
A little bit too much fun.
I wish that I didn't get seasick.
I've done the Madonna boat.
Ooh.
It's a good time. It was called Madonna-rama. It was a party. It's a good time. Yeah, you get to see the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, hey, sister.
Hey, sister. Can we get together, sister?
Gay rights.
Oh, God, the boats. Yeah, well.
Reminds me of that one episode of Mob Wives where they all went on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you're not getting off the boat until we resolve these problems. It's basically these boats.
Yeah. God bless you if you're on the boat. Stay on.
The low boat.
The low ferry.
It's just sacrifice on repeat for 8 hours.
Done. Into it.
Mm-hmm. And RuPaul watching us all drown in the Hudson.
The Joanne Rats as... the captains of the ship. We're thinking.
Oh, no, you guys got to get my life jacket. It doesn't fit. I'm too little. Got to get one of the life jackets from my brat stalls.
Yep.
Give it to the little rat.
Fashionable. High fashion.
For rats. Wow.
Wow. We've really accomplished a lot here today.
Well, thank you all for joining us here for another episode of Low.
And join us in the after show where we will discuss...
Holy shit, this episode's so long.
Well, I thought it was
long. The girls are eating this week.
They are eating.
Bread week.
Sandro.
For some.
Yep.
Well, head on over to the after show where we will be discussing Rihanna,
And Michaela.
Michaela. Rihanna and drama. I tried to come up like with a funny rhyme.
Oh, I love that. Love that.
Yeah. I don't know. To come up with something. Rihanna drama.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And until next week.
We will.
See you.
Soon. Yeah.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.